This is The Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper, episode 40, how to build your own virtual mastermind and why you need to do it.
Welcome to The Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
Hey everybody, Nick Loper here. Welcome to The Side Hustle Show. This is episode 40, how to build a virtual mastermind and why you need to. My guest is Alex Barker from alexbarker.org and the Leadership Dojo podcast, definitely somebody worth checking out. So I was originally connected to Alex through a podcaster's Facebook group and was curious to learn more about masterminding, so invited him on the show. Now, before we get into it, I want to hear from you, the Side Hustle listeners, whether or not you're actively involved in a mastermind group. If you are, leave a comment on this episode. It's sidehustlenation.com/episode40 and share what kind of value you get out of it. And if you're not in a mastermind, stick around to the end of the show and I'll share an opportunity for you to jump in one. You're going to hear me say on the call that at the time of this recording, I'd never been in any formal mastermind group, which is, you know, I've gotten a lot of flack for that. But since that time, I've gone and set up a group of my own, and I'm absolutely loving it. I can't believe it took me so long to act on this. So Josh, Dave, Bob, if you guys are listening, thanks so much for taking the chance, rolling the dice to invest an hour of your evening with me. It's been a ton of fun and super, super helpful. Now, as you know, as entrepreneurs, as side hustlers, it can be lonely out there. And I don't always know, you know, which path to follow, which project to prioritize, but there's something crazy effective about sitting down with some other people who get it, who support you and can offer that immediate feedback and actionable advice each week. So, I mean, maybe I'm still in the honeymoon phase, but it's been really cool. And this is kind of about sharpening the saw in seven habits speak. That is investing in yourself so you can accelerate your business growth. It's been awesome. Anyways, quick five-star iTunes review. This one's coming in from Robert Farrington from beatthe9to5.com and in episode 10 of this very podcast. Robert says, must listen each week. Nick brings amazing guests with awesome stories. Each week I take away something of value to my side business, and I think you will too. Robert, thank you so much for that review, and thank you for listening. During the recording, I made the mistake of saying this is episode 37, I think. I got sidetracked. We did some rearranging. It's actually episode 40. Show notes at sidehustlenation.com/episode40. Ready? Let's do it. Hey, Alex, welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Man, Nick, I'm excited to be here, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love it. Get the radio voice going. Now, Alex Barker, guys, a fellow side hustler. He told me he's a druggist by day, which sounds like a very Canadian thing to say. I don't know. Working in pharmacy, but he runs alexbarker.org, and he's the host of the Leadership Dojo podcast, very popular podcast in iTunes. You should go check it out. And he's the author of Hangout and Grow Rich, How to Build Your Virtual Mastermind in 30 days. And that's the topic for today's call, mastermind groups. And I'm going to, you know, raise my hand right off the bat and say, I'm going to admit to have never been in a formal mastermind group. So I hope to learn right along. I know. I got a ton of crap for this at New Media Expo. So I'm going to learn right along with the listeners here. And I guess we'll start off right at the top. What is a mastermind group?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big question, isn't it? A mastermind group, I just simply define it as a synergy of the minds. It is a group of people that meet for the collective intelligence of that group. The way I explain it to people who have no clue about business or anything, because I'll get, you know, my friends to ask me about, you know, like, why, like, what are you doing in like a couple hours? Well, I'm meeting with my mastermind. What is a mastermind? So
I envision who is the guy from the, you know, Ninja Turtle cartoons, the pink like brain guy that like lived in that guy's stomach.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but it's been too long. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. You ought to put a picture in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll Google image that guy.
I explain it like business is kind of like playing a game of football. And doing it by yourself is like playing the game of football all by yourself against a team of 11. You're very rarely ever going to score a touchdown. You're barely going to get any yardage. You're going to get tackled, creamed every time. Having a mastermind is like having your own team. You know, you're going to lose some points, but you're also going to gain a lot. You're going to gain some yards. You're going to gain some points. And the other aspect of that is having a coach. And when you have a coach and a mastermind, man, you just kill. You kill every single time. To basically explain what it is, and it's hard to explain because there's really not a whole lot of good life comparisons, but a mastermind group is essentially, it's a group of people, usually smaller, anywhere from 3 people to 12, or even bigger than that, that meet on a regular basis. I usually meet weekly with mine, and we take time to dive into our businesses, our things that we're doing on the side hustle. Because okay. I firmly believe, because everyone has little bits of success. Nick, I think you've had a lot of success with this show for just starting it, and you've got a lot of people following you now. And there are things that you do that are successful that I can do and get relatively same results. Like, I'll be honest, Nick, I've been listening to your show for a while now, and one thing that you do that I need to start doing on my podcast is saying my reviews in iTunes from the very get-go. And I don't do that. And actually have a goal to get 100 reviews by the end of January, 2014.
You're almost there. You're closing in fast. Did I review,
man.
Yet? Okay, well, I need to jump on there and leave you a review.
Hey, one down, buddy. So in a mastermind, and we can talk about how they're structured and what you actually do in them. But essentially, it's a place where you go and you meet with people and share your businesses, you share your ideas, and you get feedback from people in other industries and other who've got different experiences. And just not that feedback, but that accountability. They're going to push you. They're going to make you want to do the best you can do. In fact, Nick, I think I'm going to hook you up with some people to get you in a mastermind because, man, you can't do this.
Okay.
You
thank you for that.
You got to stop that.
Okay. So if I'm understanding correctly, so this is a kind of an informal group, but we have monthly meetings, like a little micro club of side hustlers, in our case, that, you know, we say, hey, this is something that's going well for me. This is something I could use some help with. And you're getting that outside perspective, that outside feedback. And you know that next week when you're meeting with the same group, you've got to report back and be like, yeah, guys, I got lazy. I didn't do it. So it's holding you accountable and making sure you actually get something done once you hang up that call.
Exactly. I mean, the main reason why people like you and me with side hustle don't win is because they give up or they never start. And if you don't have a group of people that you are accountable to, it's impossible. You know, I actually was talking with, have you heard of Dan Miller?
Yes.
He wrote a book, 48 Days to the Work You Love. He's got an excellent podcast. And he was saying that there is no successful person that he's ever met that has not had a mastermind. And when he said successful, he means people like Steve Jobs, you know, Benjamin Franklin. People of history have done this.
Right.
J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis were a part of the same mastermind. Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, Obama, whether or not you disagree with him, has his cabinet, right?
He's right, got right.
Expert people who are advising him as to what to do, because you yourself don't have enough knowledge or next expertise or the gumption to get something done all by yourself.
Yeah, I really like that. It's like entrepreneurship is a lonely road. I'm constantly when I come to a fork in the, you know, in a metaphorical fork in the road, I'm like, I don't always know what direction to go. And when you're running your own business and it's all you, like there's no boss to tell you what to do next, you know, what project should take priority. And it can be lonely and it can be pretty scary at times, and it's stressful. So I like the idea of having some other people, not necessarily in the same industry, but working towards a similar goal to be able to bounce some ideas off of.
Yeah. You got it. It's another way that I've heard a mastermind describe is it's your own personal board of directors.
Okay.
And I think that's a great description, because you've got people who are, I wouldn't say directly responsible, but they have a stake in your success and they care.
Okay. So we've covered, these are, they're not necessarily working on, you know, the exact same thing as you, but they're working on projects of their own, and maybe they're in complementary niche, or like, I don't know, does it matter what kind of business that everyone else is working on?
That's a good question. It really depends on what niche you're in or what you're doing. I'm going to guess that a lot of people who listen to your show are probably people who want to do something online, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to start, and the cost to starting an online business is so low. I mean, it's never been easier to do something online. All you need is a computer. And so what I would recommend for a lot of your listeners is to meet up with other people who are trying to do the same thing. Maybe it's start a business, or maybe you have something and you want to push it a little bit further. So I would recommend getting with people who are in that realm of online business.
Okay. You know, you're looking for people who are kind of like at the same stage as you, or you're looking for people who are maybe, you know, a year or two kind of beyond your personal starting block?
You know, if I had it my way, if I could create a mastermind of who I wanted, I mean, I would be asking New York Times bestselling authors. I would be asking millionaire businessmen to be a part of it.
Okay.
But because of where I'm at and the fact that I'm not a New York Times bestselling author, I'm not a millionaire yet. I
love it. Yeah, exactly.
I can't. Right. You self-talk, right? I can't really ask them to be a part of it because, well, I could, but I probably would be shot down.
Right. What's in it for them, you know?
Exactly. However, I don't think that should stop you. I really don't. I'm in a mastermind group that I started that is there. It's got people in it who, I'm sorry, it has people in it. I know my mom listens to some of my shows, so okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry, mom. So it has people in it who are way further along than me. These are people who have membership websites. It's their main source of income. I have people who are making like well over $10,000 a month in their online business.
Okay.
I have no business telling them what I think about their business idea. However, because I've just become a self-starter in the niche of podcasting and websites, people are like, man, I want to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing.
Okay.
And that's granted me the ability to associate with people who are much more successful than myself.
Okay. It's like, you know, when I was playing tennis in high school, the coaches rule like, hey, if you want to get better, just go play with somebody who's better than you, which is, you know, that's one thing, but it's like, what's in it for them? Like, they don't want to keep playing this person who's like, you know, and just, you know, acing them out of every point. But I can see how even the newbies are going to bring a new perspective to the table and be able to offer some feedback you might not be able to get from somebody else. So where do you find potential mastermind members? If I am working my 9-to-5 and then I come home and I'm working on my side hustle, like where do I go to find some people to potentially join this group with me?
That's a great question. And I wish I had a great answer for you, but currently there's no There's no website where you can just go and be and search mastermind groups. And,
business idea, oh, business idea. Ring the bell.
Well, see, I'm actually working towards that, Nick.
Okay.
But they're masterminds are just now getting popular. And the problem with a business idea like that is masterminds are very personable. And the only way that that kind of idea would work is if you got coaches doing more masterminds and then saying on this website, hey, I've got a mastermind about how to be an author or how to be a better coach or how to get more clients or something like that. Then I think that kind of model could work. But for you, the side hustler, where to find people? I'll go ahead and shamelessly promote what I'm doing. My book, Hang Out and Grow Rich, which honestly, if you just email me on my website, I would just give it to you for free. But from that group, I've created a Facebook group where people can meet and talk about what kind of mastermind they want to create or say, hey, we've got a mastermind and we meet on this day. Would you be willing to meet up with us? And I found that to be helpful for some people because some people are connecting on there. Right now, as of January 2014, we've got about, I think, 40 people in the group.
Okay.
And it's full of a lot of high achievers. But really, the only good places are finding communities where people are active, people believe in whatever it is going on that in that community. Like for you, Nick, you know, I with having 45 down or 5-star reviews on iTunes and for being a relatively new show, you're rocking it. So I know for a fact that you have a community. So what I would do if I was a listener of the show from the very beginning is I would go on this very interview. And I would say, my name is Joe Schmo. I have a side hustle. I do XYZ. And I don't have a mastermind. And I want to start one. And then see what happens. I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen is Nick's going to say, who's this bozo commenting on my website, man?
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Leave a comment in the show notes. We'll make it happen. This is episode 37, I think, sidehustlenation.com/episode37. And yes, either that or send me a note and we'll get something set up. I like that idea. But you're looking for you said 3 to 12 people. And, you know, you're spread out all over the country. So you're meeting just you know, what kind of, you're just calling into like a conference call number or how does it work technically?
You could do that. I know some people who do go to a meeting and some people do on the phone. I don't really like that. One reason why my book is called Hang Out and Grow Rich is not because I like the schemey sound of it. I use Google Hangouts and I teach people how to use Google Hangouts and how to start their own master meetings that way. And so in Google Hangout, you can have up to 10 people in a group and you can do it anytime you want and it can be from your home. And it's so much easier than doing something like meetup.com where you got to go to a site and you've got to figure out where the heck it is in a town and you got to drive an hour to get there. And
Google Hangout is their version of Skype, but you can do like a group, group chat or something on it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can do it with Skype too, but you've got to pay for the premium and
Google Hangout's free.
I actually don't know anybody who has Skype premium, but I would just recommend Google Hangout. So
okay, so that's a free option.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And GoToMeeting is one that you could do if you had more than 10 people in a group. But again, that's a paid option.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, what's the structure of a typical meeting? Like everybody kind of gets on this call and, you know, is there some structure to it on a recurring basis?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. What I typically do in my masterminds is I follow a pretty simple four-part process. The first part starts with sharing your victories. So I'm a firm believer of whatever you say becomes reality, and whatever you do that is successful is something that other people can do and get same results. So in every group that I start, everyone shares like a personal victory or a goal that they achieved in the last week.
Okay.
And that kind of stuff gets people's brains going, because it's like, oh, maybe I should do that. Or, you know, how'd you get that free resource, or whatever it is that people find out and be victorious.
Okay.
In.
I like it.
The next part is the hot seat. And the hot seat is where one member takes up anywhere from 30 to 50 minutes of the meeting, and they talk about their business. They answer three major questions. What are your problems with your business? What are your potential solutions? And then the last one is, what are your barriers to success? And so, I mean, that could be my problem is I don't have any customers. My solution is I'm thinking about creating the course, and my barrier to success is just starting.
Okay.
And the group collectively will offer their feedback, and hopefully you got people who are going to push you. I create masterminds, and so I'm typically the leader of many of them. And so I'm the guy who's usually saying, okay, guys, come on, let's push it. Let's push what you can do. You can do more. But I'm actually in one where, like I was saying earlier, all of them are ahead of me in the game. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Every time we end, I'm like, oh, I've got so much to do.
I know the feeling. It's a good feeling, but yeah, it can be overwhelming too.
Right, right. And then the third part of the meeting is where one person of the group offers to help the person in the hot seat. So, I mean, we all have problems with our business. And one reason why I interview all of the candidates who come into my masterminds is that I want to make sure that they're not just in it for themselves, that they believe that if other people have success because of themselves, that they'll be successful. And the last part is when each member shares their goals that they want to accomplish before the next meeting. That's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, pretty quick. Now, okay, so this is on Google Hangout, and it's typically, you know, a half hour, hour, like there's no really set end time.
I try to say an hour because everyone's busy, right? Yeah. And sometimes it goes over, but very rarely has it ever gone under an hour.
You know, does the group kind of continue to exist in perpetuity, or does it say, hey, we're going to be doing this until everyone has had their turn on the hot seat, and then we're going to disband and form a new group? Or how does that work?
You know, as you say that question, a lot of my answers really depend on whether or not you want to get paid to do this sort of thing.
And I would love to get paid. Continue.
Well, how long does a group exist? Forever? Well, you're probably not going to get people to pay you forever.
Okay.
So if you want to get paid to start a mastermind group, which is what I do, I usually will recommend a time frame. So for example, I have a mastermind group for people who want to start their own podcast. Right, because everyone's wanting to do that right now. Okay. I found the market. I found where I'm good at is my strengths and my passions, and I'm offering a service. So for them, I say the group is going to last 3 months. If you want to last longer than that, we'll keep on meeting. You know, you keep the door open, but I say it's a 3-month commitment. That way people, you know, feel like, okay, I can do this for 3 months, and I can create a podcast in 3 months, and this guy's going to help me, and they start developing that faith.
Okay.
Some groups, I know I'm mentioning him again, but Dan Miller has a mastermind group with coaches, and he gets them to sign on for 1 year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this guy was somebody that I'd heard the name and heard of the 48 Days podcast and stuff, but everybody I talked to in Vegas for New Media Expo was like, Dan Miller, this, Dan Miller. Hey, I was in the session. You were sitting right next to Dan Miller. I didn't even realize it at the time. I'm like, well, I wouldn't recognize the dude if he was sitting next to me either. Like, I don't know. But apparently he's kind of a big deal. So,
yeah, he's pretty awesome. Yeah, he's a multimillionaire. He knows his stuff. And like, I've had him on my show. I would recommend you reach out to him if you can.
Yeah, he's kind of like this part of the Nashville kind of Christian businessy crowd.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of money there.
Yeah, no, they're doing very well. Like the Michael Hyatts and the John Acuffs of the world. It seems to be quite the network they've got.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So I want to kind of transition into what's your take on some of the premium paid mastermind groups, if you could even call it that. It might be something different, but Cliff Ravenscraft is going, somebody told me it was like $300 a month. When I was talking with John Dumas over the summer, you know, he mentioned he's got Fire Nation Elite, which was like one thing, and that was maybe $100 a month. And then he's got, you know, now his Podcaster's Paradise thing, which I'd even like look and see what the price tag on that was, but I assume it's something similar.
It's $1,000 now, but it's only a one-time fee.
One-time fee for $1,000. Is it a lifetime deal, or like how does it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a lifetime. So it's not really a mastermind. So I can actually tell you that Cliff's is like $300 a month, and I think it lasts for maybe a couple months.
Okay.
Maybe 2 months.
And it's similar, like how to launch a podcast. Like there's a deliverable at the end.
Right, exactly. There's something that these guys can do, which is a little bit different than what I've been talking about. You know, like I've got a group where we actually have a deadline and we've got a project, but I also have groups where we just meet and we talk about business and how to get better and how to improve and all this stuff. Because, you know, once you start side hustling, especially you, Nick, I mean, there's people out there who still struggle with, I just don't know what to do. And I've created this and I've done this and nothing has worked for me. And I just feel alone and I feel like I can't accomplish anything. It's really easy to serve that group of people by just hosting a weekly meeting to encourage them to get stuff done. Because you know what? Everyone who's around these people, all of their friends, their family are not encouraging them, and they're probably making fun of their dreams. So that's why
it's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the value of the mastermind, right? And I'm actually a part of John Lee Dumas's Fire Nation Elite.
Okay. Well, tell me, what's it like on the inside? Like, do you have these weekly, weekly Google Hangout meetings, but there's more than 10 people. So how does that work?
It's a good question. So it's called Fire Nation Elite. I don't necessarily know if John calls it mastermind. In my definition, I wouldn't say that it is a mastermind because of how big it is and how, choosing my words here. It's not like people don't meet on a call once a week with all 100 of us.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But the reason why I find value in it is because I get a lot of feedback immediately from people about the things that I do. And I get ratings and reviews and I get all sorts of stuff on the things that I create.
Yeah, one thing he posted, this was a couple months ago, and it was like, a screen cap of the, you know, new and noteworthy in iTunes, and something like 10 out of the 12 that were shown on the screen were like in his thing. And I was like, is that even fair to the rest of the world? But it was nuts. And he's like, you know, and I think I left a comment to that, and Kate was, you know, nice enough to be like, oh, you know, it doesn't always look like that, but we just, you know, we saw it. So we took the screen cap and we thought it was funny. And I was like, but yeah,
you know,
that's what he said on the show too.
I'm actually looking at iTunes, the business section in the podcasts, and I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
six people from that group, the mastermind group, that are in the top 20 in iTunes.
Yeah. So it's like your built-in community of people who are going to, you know, help you out with your downloads, help you out with your reviews and stuff to kind
of. But you know what? Yeah, it's true. So the mastermind group can provide value to you, but what really matters is who you are and what you can deliver. And I say that because, and I want to make this really clear to people, because right now podcasting is so popular and everybody wants to do it because they hear about Pat Flynn and John Lee Dumas and Chris Ducker and, you know, all these amazing entrepreneurs who are killing it in iTunes and, you know, their lives are changing. Think carefully if you want to do a podcast, because you'll get an audience and you'll find people, but if you don't have some speaking capabilities or basic communication, or if you don't know how to just speak to people, like giving a presentation, really think it over, because there are so many podcasters right now who are asking me to do interviews on their show because they're new, and that's fine. I love doing those sorts of things, but it's like it's like watching a show. It's like watching The Office, you know, for the first time. It's just so awkward, and you're like, I want to run away, but I have to stay. So
speaking of this, don't listen to the first like four episodes of the Side Hustle Show. this could be awkward too.
I totally get that, right? And you can grow into it, and you can get good at it, and you can practice. And I would encourage people to practice, even just doing web-based interviews if they really think about it. I just want to be the guy, the voice that says, "Be careful if you want to start a podcast, because not everyone gets the crazy amount of success. It's a great marketing tool. You're going to find a niche. You're going to connect with people. I just want to be the guy who says not everyone is going to be so successful."
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's definitely the outliers of the group for sure. So, but there's still value in these, you kind of in these membership style, groups, and can you touch on that a little bit more? Seem like, so what do you get out of it other than, you know, a built-in community to leave you your reviews and kind of, like you said, this instant feedback when you have a question?
The networking is huge, and when I say network, I know there's at least one guy in the audience who's like, oh, this guy is so sleazy, he's got a book called Hang Out and Grow Rich, as if I buy his book I'm gonna grow rich, and now he's talking about networking. Man, Nick, punch this guy in the face.
I'll give you my two cents on networking after this, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, when I say networking, I mean something completely different. When I don't mean that you're going to a place and you give out your business card and you don't even talk to the person. You just say, here's my business card. Here's what I do. Goodbye. Networking always starts with give value first. And when you can serve someone first, it comes to you time and time and time again. I mean, I reached out to this guy named Tony J. Robinson. He's got a podcast called Do Really Good. And I said, hey, man, would you be interested in an interview? You know, I saw that you got a podcast. I like what you're doing on your site. Would you just be interested? And because I just reached out to him and asked to be a guest on his completely new show, we connected further. And he's actually helping me put together my podcast course. Like, he's doing all the technical stuff, all the stuff that would just drive me crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so it was a good match, and it all started because you were proactive and offered to help out.
Right. And so the huge value from being a part of a group like this is that you are connecting with people that you probably would have never connected with. And these people, most of them are high achievers.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, mine, you know, networking was kind of a dirty word for me, like you said, because it's like that, it's that real estate agent, and I don't mean to pick on real estate agents, but it's a guy, you know, with his picture on the card and, you know, your house sold in 30 days. And like, that's my image of like a networking event. And it's just awkward. But like, I've learned throughout this year and kind of in my adventure and experiment in building the Side Hustle Nation site, it's like your network really is invaluable. People you can call on to share something. So this summer had a post on SlideShare, for example, that went viral, and it's up to, I don't know, 20,000 views or something.
Oh, nice.
And it started out with, you know, a group of 10 people that I was like, hey, would you mind tweeting this? I think, you know, it's pretty well done. And then it got featured on the homepage and stuff like, but it probably would have just gone out into the abyss had I not had those, even just 10 people like I could call on who I knew would help me out. One guy who I think is an expert networker in the non sleazy sense of the word is Mike Koala from Self-Employed King.
Oh my gosh. You know that guy too?
He's the consummate connector, right? He knows everybody and he's always, mm-hmm. you know, tweeting out introductions and stuff, and totally selfless, like nothing to gain from it, but just, and at New Media, he was, you know, playing the same role. Oh, have you met so-and-so? Oh, did, you know, what are you doing for dinner? You know, and it was just, you know, it was really cool to see it in action. And I'm excited for the guy.
Yeah. Yep. And that's, I mean, the mastermind is essentially a part of your network. Who are you connected with and who can you congeal with? But I'll give a caveat. If you want to create a mastermind, I would recommend you probably don't start it with a friend of yours that you've had for, you know, months or years, because they know you. They know you as that guy, right? Okay. But that's not who you want to be. You want to be someone who's got something on the side, something that you want eventually to be your full-time gig. And you've got to find people who have a different mindset, some people who want you to be better than you ever could be. And I personally just have not found that in my own group, in my own niche. Or sorry, not my niche, but my friends.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. They're on a different path. But that's, you know, that's one value add for kind of getting out of your comfort zone and meeting some strangers, to say, you know, some business friends, and making it happen that way. So Alex, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think this was a really good time. I know I got a lot out of it because like I said, I was kind of a rookie at some of this stuff. But if you can leave us with your number one tip for the Side Hustle Nation listeners.
My number one tip is for the man or woman who is listening to this and is struggling, and they're struggling because they don't know what to do, or you've tried a couple things and you just aren't making it. My advice to you is to pick one thing. And it could be a podcast, it could be a blog, it could be affiliate marketing, it could be doing a mastermind. It just pick something and start doing it. I mean that in a way of creating a plan with dates for each step of that plan and slowly executing on it. Because what I find in so many people is that they say to me, you know, well, I've done niche websites and I've created blogs and just nothing has stuck with me. Well, how long did you do it? Well, I did it for about 3 months. Well, man, 3 months, that's nothing. Yeah. You've got to go hard. You got to go long. And the life of an entrepreneur, you know, if you're listening to this show, you've listened to people who have been somewhat successful in their side hustle that eventually became their job. And
you say 3 months. It was 3 years for me before, nights and weekends before I quit my job.
Congrats.
That's
awesome, man.
The 3 month thing doesn't happen, or if it does, you got to let me know what you did, and I'll try it too. But very cool.
No, so, man, I haven't done it yet, buddy. I haven't done it yet. I did niche websites though. I've sold things on eBay. I've coached people. What else? I tried affiliate marketing, and then all of these things have brought in some money, but all of them failed. And each of them taught me a certain thing about myself. They taught me what I'm not good at, and they taught me what I should work towards. And, you know, if it wasn't for starting to listen to Entree Leadership with Dave Ramsey and Pat Flynn and Michael Hyatt and Dan Miller, if it wasn't for those podcasts, I would have never started down this path, and I would have been miserable at my day job without any hope of my 5 to 9.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So what's next for you? You're becoming the mastermind guy. You've got a Skillshare course coming up on this topic.
I do. Yeah. I've got a course on Skillshare that teaches people how to start their own and to also teach them how to get paid doing it. And actually, if you use the code SIDEHUSTLE, that'll get you 50% off my course.
Oh, awesome.
And if you want my ebook too, just go over my website, alexbarker.org, and just shoot me an email in the contact form, and I'd gladly give it to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely worth checking out the book. I will admit I got about 3/4 of the way through, and then I had, you know, then there came time for the call. So
so that you didn't need to, man.
I was gonna get it all firsthand, so this is better. very good. Alex, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate this.
All right, see you. There it is. Hey, Alex's course, just a heads up, is actually on udemy.com, udemy.com. But hit up the show notes for the link and the coupon code at, again, I messed up during the call there, at sidehustlenation.com/episode40. So here's my challenge for you. Join a mastermind if you don't already have one going on. Like I said, I'm in the honeymoon phase, but absolutely loving it, holding me accountable and getting a lot of stuff done. So if you're looking to join one, I'm starting another group and taking applications now. You can find the info at sidehustlenation.com/join. Now, this one is going to be a paid group, $97 a month, and we're just going to run for 3 months. So it might not be for everybody, and that's fine, but it might be for you, especially if you're looking to tap into kind of this collective intelligence of other side hustlers, looking for a cure for that entrepreneurial loneliness, and really, really rock your business this year. So, I mean, we're already 2 months deep into 2014. And so now's a chance to make something happen. So check it out. That's sidehustlenation.com/join. Stop on by, submit your application, and I'll get in touch for a quick Skype call, see what we can get going. Anyway, show notes, sidehustlenation.com/episode40. I'll link to it there as well. And man, can you believe we've done 40 of these things? Man, that's awesome. I couldn't do it without your support. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a ton of fun so far. Just looking forward to the next 40 and bringing you some awesome actionable content week in and week out. So that's it for me. Until next time, go out there, make something happen, and I'll see you next week in episode 41.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.